6 o'clock Saturday morning, dockside in Auk Bay. Sunlight cuts through the light mist, illuminating the Mendenhall Glacier. You wouldn't expect a lot of activity, but the harbor is filled with the puttering of engines. Gillnetters are getting ready to head north to Upper Lynn Canal for a three-day opening. A quick scan of the boats pulling out of the harbor shows that many are not local.
We realized the last few years because of the hatchery programs we have, and it's actually a really good program. We realized there's more fishermen coming, actually, the last few years, so it's getting a little more crowded up north.
That is one local permit holder, Gunter Math. He gillnets and longlines on the Kita out of Auk Bay. Math says he is not bitter about the new fishermen, just noticing a trend.
Always. Is it harder to fish?
A little bit. I mean, there's more competition. That means, you know, we have to share the fish. So it makes it harder a little bit, but we still make a nice living, so it's all right. So.
Tenders are making the trip from elsewhere in Southeast, too. Mike Worthington runs the Pacific Horizon, a tender for Juneau-based Alaskan Glacier Seafoods. He says he's seen canneries, like Icicle, sending tenders further north.
This is the first time I've seen a fog neck up here. They usually concentrate on the lower end and Taku. Being the plants, our company is in Auk Bay. We concentrate a lot on Lynn Canal and Taku both.
Worthington says more tenders give the fishermen more options for selling their catch. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Juneau Area Management Biologist Kevin Monagle says he's noticed a growing interest from the southern boats, too.
We've seen boats come from as far away as Ketchikan. Certainly the Petersburg area, a lot of permit holders have come up here and fished at least, you know, 3, maybe 4 weeks of the season.
Monagle notes that fishermen follow the fish, and Douglas Island Pink and Chum, or DIPAC, have seen good returns in recent years. The private nonprofit has hatchery release sites throughout northern Lynn Canal, and Monagle says the fleet has come north for those fish.
We have seen very high effort targeting chums, and of course, what's really behind that is not only the numbers of chum, but the price in recent years has gone from, 4 or 5 years ago, we were looking at 15 to 20 cents a pound for chum salmon. Today, we're looking at 65 to 75 cents a pound. So that's really where the money is.
The DIPAC chum release sites at Boat Harbor in the northwest end of Lynn Canal and Amalga Harbor just outside Juneau seem to be where the hot fishing is this year. In the last week of June, gillnetters caught 143,600 fish in District 15. That's more than double the size of harvests in any other southeast Alaskan district for the same week. 90% of that catch was chum salmon. The 120 boats fishing there averaged over 1,100 chum apiece. Monagle says even trollers who traditionally target higher-priced king and coho salmon have been interested in these hatchery chum, primarily for the price they can fetch. And while prices remain high and relatively higher numbers of fish return to Lynn Canal, Petersburg fishermen and others from further south will continue to try their luck in fishing grounds 165 to 300 miles north of their home base.
He looks like he weighs more than 4 kg.
Jim Vick waits for his fish to be unloaded onto a tender in Frederick Sound. He's captain of the Petersburg-based Midnight Rider. He says he's taking his whole family north with him. That includes wife Julie and their two sons.
And that's a really long trip. That's a lot of fuel for a small boat like yours, no?
Yeah, it'll take us 200 gallons round trip probably. Fish and come back. So.
But you think it's worth it? There's a lot going to come in there?
It could be. It could pan out. Fishing here is kind of slow in this area, so.
Really?
But compared to up there, it's been a little slow around here, so. So we might have to go to greener pastures. This will still be our tender, though, I think.
In Petersburg, I'm Maladie K.
Yeah, I know.